U.S. Solicitor John Sauer made arguments for President Donald Trump, alleging Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook committed mortgage fraud, a claim she denies.
Such behavior impugns Cook's conduct, fitness, ability, or competence to serve as a governor of the Federal Reserve. The American people should not have their interest rates determined by someone who was, at best, grossly negligent in obtaining favorable interest rates for herself.
He argued Trump was within his rights to remove Cook. She's the first Black woman on the Federal Reserve Board who's also a Democrat. Her attorney in a letter to the Justice Department had noted a single 2021 mortgage document lists two residents as primary and called it plainly innocuous in light of several other truthful and more specific disclosures about the homes she had purchased. Another document calls one of the homes a vacation home. Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts appeared sympathetic towards Cook's defense and was skeptical of arguments on behalf of Trump.
Is what you said after that apply in the case of an inadvertent mistake contradicted by other documents in the record?
We would say yes. For example, the president's removal order says either this is deceit or at least it's gross negligence.
Again, Justice Roberts.
I suppose we can debate that, with how significant it is in a stack of papers you have to fill out when you're buying real estate.
Trump has made similar claims of mortgage fraud against adversaries, and his Department of Justice has launched probes into them, including New York Attorney General Letitia James, also a Black woman Democrat. She's prosecuted Trump. The Department of Justice is also investigating California Senator Adam Schiff. But reporting by Politico finds several high-ranking officials in Trump's executive branch have also claimed more than one primary residence in their mortgage applications, including EPA head Lee Zeldin, Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Ramirez, and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. The investigative outlet also reported last month Trump's own mortgages, claiming two primary residents meet his own definition of mortgage fraud. That issue aside, another conservative justice, Brett Kavanaugh, addressed a different concern, giving the president unprecedented carte blanche authority to remove a Federal Reserve governor without any process. No president has fired a sitting governor in the 112-year history of the Fed, which was structured to be an independent body, free from day-to-day politics.
Your position that there's no judicial review, no process required, no remedy available, very low bar for cause that the president alone determines, I mean, that would weaken, if not shatter, the independence of the Federal Reserve that we just discussed.
Cook's lawyer, Paul Clement, argued the president overstepped his authority. The way to remove a Federal Reserve governor would be through impeachment, through the House and Senate. The real reason for trying to fire Cook, Trump's critics say, is his desire to exert control over interest rates, drive them down so he can tout a strong economy that's rebounding from inflation during his presidency. He's repeatedly called on the Fed to lower interest rates, and his Department of Justice is now probing Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who attended Cook's hearing. Outside the Supreme Court, Democrats blasted Trump's attempts. Maxine Waters is a ranking Democrat on the House Financial Services Committee.
This is about power and control. Donald Trump wants to control the Federal Reserve so that he can manipulate interest rates, interfere with markets, and use our independent government agencies to advance his own agenda. He wants the central bank that answers only to him.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.